RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
MP on the mic.
Tuesday morning, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. What's up, Richmond? We got a lot to get to today. We are not going softly into that holiday week here. We got Commanders talk. It's Commanders Rewind Day after a win in New Orleans. I didn't feel bad yesterday. I felt like the team was 9-5, and I felt good about that. I felt maybe even better after rewatching yesterday. I like number five a lot. There are holes on this team, and there are holes that aren't going to get fixed between now and hopefully a playoff game, between now and Atlanta for sure. But you got number five, you got a chance. I was probably unnecessarily harsh on him yesterday on the Terry throws that missed, because it could have been a four touchdown day for Terry. But you go back and watch. Jaden was throwing some darts. I think there's a lot to like. We'll get the London Fletcher laugh. So, you know, that's everything you can want in a radio program. That's at 11 o'clock. Commanders Rewind, 1 hour from right now. Lots of college football to get to. It is, of course, a playoff weekend. We're figuring out how much we care about that because we don't know, as a society, how much we care about these quarterfinals. There's NFL football at the same time. Maybe Patrick Mahomes-less NFL football. Carson Wentz versus college football player. That makes it more of a decision. I know how these things work. When the NFL's on, other things don't matter. But the college football playoff gets rolling this weekend. Transfer portal in overdrive. Tech has had a rough couple weeks here, losing their left tackle, losing a star corner. This has been a rough transfer period for Virginia Tech to open. And you don't begrudge any of these guys going to Auburn, going to LSU. They are losing guys to primo SEC programs that you know are paying up and paying up in a way that just isn't possible in Blacksburg. I don't begrudge anybody getting their bag. This is your opportunity to do that. But it's not been a great start to the portal period for Virginia Tech. UVA. Got a quarterback. Needed to get a quarterback. Got a quarterback for sure. They will bring in, not the top of the market guy, but a guy that a lot of people were pretty excited about in this portal season. That's exciting for UVA fans. I think it's unquestionably an upgrade over what they had going in Anthony Calandria. I think it'll be enough to get the fans excited. Are there more splashes coming? I think it's very possible. So we'll talk about UVA bringing in Chandler Morris from North Texas and Michael Vick interviewing to be the next coach at Norfolk State University. Which is kind of exciting. Michael Vick back in the building. He also, Adam Schefter reported yesterday during Monday Night Football, he also talked to Sacramento State about their job. So that was a wild one. Sacramento State, according to Adam Schefter, has $50 million in NIL money committed from, I guess, rich people in Sacramento. I don't know why a rich person would choose to live in Sacramento. That's another mystery we'll have to solve another day. There are enough rich people in Sacramento. They've ponied up $50 million in NIL money. If Sacramento State is accepted into an FBS conference, a Division I, because they're 1AA now. They're at the Spiders level. Ain't nobody at that level spending $50 million on players. The deal is they've put this block of money together so that they will be attractive to a Mountain West conference, a new Pac-12, whatever that is. They talked to Michael Vick. That's an unsettled situation. We'll see where he ends up. And we got to get into this Penn State situation as well. Their backup quarterback bounces for the portal the week of the playoff game. Is the system broken? Yes, the system is broken. We've got pretty firm proof of that. It's been a wild week in college football. Monday Night Football last night, though, puts a bow on the week and sets us up. Would not surprise me at all if we find out today that Falcons-Commanders game is headed to Sunday Night Football. I don't know that it's the game we thought it was even 24 hours ago, but it's going to be an important game. Assuming, and you know what happens when you assume, you look silly on the radio. The Falcons, though, play the Giants this week. The Giants seem very committed to being the number one pick in this year's draft. That seems important to them. I think they'll pull it off. If you want something bad enough, you can go get it. Now, they'll have to work hard to beat lose to Kirk Cousins. They'll have to work hard to pull this off, but I believe they can do it. And so that would mean the Falcons, regardless of what happens this week in Landover, the Commanders and the Falcons would be within range of each other for the final playoff spot with a game in Landover next weekend. So they need to announce the Saturday games today. The Commanders-Falcons game is in that Saturday flex window. So I would guess if they're going to make the move for next Sunday, they'll take care of all the business today. If that happens while we're on the air, of course, we will relay it to you live. We'll give you the breaking news. We got to talk about Kirk Cousins, though, because he was given a layup last night. They were playing the Las Vegas Raiders, who are not good. We're starting Desmond Ridder at quarterback and looked fairly lifeless for most of the game. And Kirk Cousins struggled mightily. Kirk Cousins finished with a brutal stat line. Here's the stat that stood out to me. The Falcons had 24 first downs last night. They chose to run on 23 of them. They didn't even let Kirk Cousins near the ball. Cousins threw the ball 17 times last night for 112 yards, adding in the sacks, 93 yards total for Kirk Cousins. That's not how you get the job done. First touchdown in 4 weeks, threw another interception as well. Is weird. Here's Kirk Cousins after the game on what happened last night.
Yeah, do I need to play better? I don't think that's a mystery. I think the last few weeks, I would say, you know, I need to play better, and so, you know, that's Raheem says it, but it's stating the obvious, and you know, every week you kind of go through your process and you plan to go out there and play the very best you can, and so this week will be no different.
Yeah, you got to beat the Giants even on the short week. You got to take care of business against the New York Giants. Otherwise, this thing's really going off the rails. Y'all remember Kirk. I remember Kirk. I liked Kirk. Just full disclosure, I liked Kirk. Little weird, but I liked him. I'm a little weird. Hopefully he liked me. You know, we all have our quirks in life. Kirk, the Kirk train ran on love and confidence. Kirk Cousins was needed to be loved, needed the endorsement of the coaches, needed to know he was the man. Left Minnesota, of course, when they wouldn't commit to him long-term, left Washington, same reason, now is in Atlanta. You might remember they drafted Michael Penix. So first off, here's Raheem Morris, here's the coach, and this is not a particularly inflammatory the statement by a football coach after a game where the quarterback has fewer than 100 yards, but it means something because it's Kirk.
He's got to play better. And, you know, obviously you got to go back, you got to be able to look at everything. But, you know, he wants to play better. He's got to play better. We got to find a way to get him to play better. And obviously we'll get to work tomorrow, and that's a part of our process, right? You go, you look at the tape, you review with the people that needs to be reviewed with. You know, we get all the coordinators in the room, we'll talk with everybody, and we got to play better at the quarterback position.
We got to play better at the quarterback position. That's not something you say lightly when you know your guy is Kirk Cousins and you know you've been pumping him up all year, right? They benched Penix from that second preseason game because he looked good in the first one, didn't want Kirk to feel threatened. It's time to make Kirk feel threatened because there's a playoff spot on the line and he's not playing well. Here's the obvious question. Is he going with Michael Penix?
Are you prepared to replace him with Michael Penix?
You know, we got everybody on our roster for a reason, right? We got so much to get better at, and, like, those things will always be discussed. That's just the nature of the beast in football. It's just so heavily talked about it at the quarterback position because there's only one guy out there. You know, so, like, for us, man, our mentality is to find a way to win the next game. That's just the mentality that we're going to have.
That is a delicious word salad. Put a lot of ingredients in it, tossed it up, served it up with a fork, put a little dressing on it. Beautiful word salad there by Raheem Morris. Wasn't a no. They can get out of this contract at the end of the year. What they don't know is what Michael Penix has to offer. You draft a guy who's one of the older college quarterbacks because you like what he's got right now, not to develop him for the future. The future might be now. I think that makes this more appealing as a Sunday night football game, honestly. I think that produces the opportunity to see what he's got in primetime against the Commanders defense that we'll get to this in Commanders Rewind. Had some holes and had some moments where things did not go great. Also played really well to start the game. So I don't want to trash him too hard because certainly there's some players, Frankie Louvu, Dorrance Armstrong. There were some guys who showed up to play this weekend. I think the biggest thing, though, for the Commanders defense, they have not been opportunistic. How many balls have hit them in the hands just failing to create those takeaways and those turnovers that swing games? Those are the kinds of plays that beat teams like Atlanta and Kirk Cousins right now. We'll dive into that. Commanders Rewind at 11 o'clock. We're 50 minutes away from that. For the Falcons, though, they're in the thick of the playoff race, and this was a team that was built to win now. And Raheem Morris has to figure out if Kirk has lost the locker room, because it feels very possible that the locker room is ready for a switch. You're one game back of Tampa. You've got the tiebreaker. You've got the chance to reel in Washington in this final stretch, especially if you beat them in Landover. You got opportunities to make the playoffs. It's not going to work like that. Scoring one touchdown against the Las Vegas Raiders on the Monday night, on the long rest, the extra rest of Monday Night Football. Brutal game for them. The other update from Monday night is with the Vikings winning and Detroit losing to Buffalo, which I'm not going to read too much into just because of how good Buffalo is. Detroit and Minnesota and Philly now all tied 10-2 atop the NFC. And so we've got a fun final stretch, both for the bye and for the team that the Commanders would potentially play, which would be the 2 seed. And we'll talk about this as the show goes on. Who do you want of the three? You're going there. Philly, Detroit, or Minnesota? Who's your preferred opponent? My gut says obviously it's Minnesota. They're the weakest of the three, but that defense is eating people alive right now. I wonder if Detroit, all these injuries are starting to pile up. I wonder if that's going to be the same team when we get to early January. I wonder if that's going to be the same team when we're playing a playoff game and it matters, if they can rekindle that magic. Now, obviously, the Commanders would be heavy underdogs in any of those games. Philly, only if Saquon's out. The way Saquon's running and the way this run defense, you let the Saints gash them on the final drives on Sunday. I don't love the prospect of Saquon running for 150 in a playoff win. That seems like a no non-starter to me. But Philly very easily could be the 1 seed when the dust settles here, just because of how good the NFC North is. Philly's final three this weekend, Washington, is going to be their toughest game of the three. They've also got the Cowboys and the Giants. They'll be heavy favorites in both of them. If they can clear the FedEx Field hurdle, they could be 15-2 coming in. That may be good enough to get the job done the way the NFC North is playing this year. AWOD went hard on the Commanders to win this week on the Junkies today. We'll crosstalk with him at 11:45. Inject some much-needed optimism into this bleak radio program as we roll through December. We'll get to VCU as well. Big game against New Mexico tomorrow night. You'll hear it right here on The Fan as they continue their trip out west. We're off and running. It's the Tuesday morning program. You're listening to 910 The Fan. Stubb would be proud of our trivia knowledge here. Handling our Super Bowl business here, Awad and I, because it's big game week. It's coming, and it's a month and a half away. I'm bad with calendars. Feels like a month and a half away, 2 months away. I don't know. There's a Super Bowl at some point. You will be made aware of it when the Super Bowl is approaching. I feel confident about that. Generally speaking, cultural awareness of the Super Bowl is high.
Hard to miss.
I talked to somebody a few years ago with the NFL. They said, do you know what the number one Google search is the week of the Super Bowl? What time is the Super Bowl start? That you can write the nicest articles about the Super Bowl and the players and Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift and whatever else. The number one most read article the week of the Super Bowl is the article headlined, what time does the Super Bowl start? That is the information America needs and wants and desires. I don't know when the Super Bowl starts, but when I find out, I'll let you know.
You better, because it's my number one question.
That's America's number one question. The New Orleans airport, though, is code MSY, which doesn't make any sense, but we learned it's rich and distinguished history. It is named after aviation pioneer John B. Moisant. What did he do to become an aviation pioneer? He died in a plane crash on the land that later became the airport.
No!
I would love to know more about this sequence of events.
No! I don't want to know anything else. It feels like terrible to even know that fact.
He crashes his plane on these stockyards where there's cattle.
Uh-huh.
And somebody's like, you know what we should do? It'd be a great spot for an airport.
You know, he had the right idea. Poor execution.
If there was an airport here, he'd still be alive.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we should build an airport here.
Maybe that is how it happened.
Nobody's ever crashed on that piece of land since.
And we should name it after him.
Oh, let's name it after him. The man just didn't have an airport to land at on the piece of land he decided he was landing on. Let's build an airport. It was renamed in 2001 in honor of Louis Armstrong. That makes sense as well, of course. The renaming's always an awkward thing. Like, how long does the guy have to be dead before you can rename in a non-controversial situation? This Moisant guy, it's been a while, and...
But he died there. I feel like that's an important aspect of this.
Yeah, but jazz music, you know. And it's probably time. We've been honoring this guy for a minute now. It's time to make the switch. I didn't get to the Fats Billups thing yesterday, so I'd like to do that today because he chatted with Robbie and Rodney after the game. I thought it was really good. So I want to play that. VCU takes on New Mexico tomorrow night. Big game. That's an understatement. It's a massive opportunity for them to get a true road win against a team that everybody expects to be in the tournament this year. Those things go really far for you. But what was surprising was Fats Billups, pride of Orina, got some run on Saturday, and you know, Ryan Odom's a nice guy. He hasn't kind of come out and said it, but he's hinted at it, that Fats maybe isn't the most attentive student of the game. And his post-game comment, I think, to Robbie Rodney was, Fats was really engaged with the game plan this week, so we wanted to reward him for that. But he was honest about it, and it was a great interview. Let's play a little bit of Fats Billups here on The Fan with Robbie and Rodney after the Colorado State win.
Coach has been talking about how well you've been doing in practice, and you've been earning these minutes, and he wants to find more and more, you know, rotation for you. How does it feel when you come in off that bench and you just look like you have this all kinds of confidence? You know, what a difference a year makes, right?
Yes, sir. No, it definitely feels great going in. Just building the trust from Coach in practice and off the court. I know I had a lot of stuff going on, but yeah, I'm here now. I'm ready to play.
And defensively, you were great. Is that something that you came out knowing that you had to contribute as well? Because we know that we need you to come in and hit three-pointers on the offensive side, but on the other side of the floor, I felt like you were terrific tonight, too.
Yes, sir, and that's been one of the key points where I've been trying to focus on my defense, because like you said, everybody knows I can make the three, can do all this offense, but I'm just trying to focus on that defensive part, just building that trust on that defensive part.
Do you feel like the physicality of the game, you're starting to absorb more? I mean, that's we've watched every single one of your minutes that you've ever played, and early on, you know, there's some big, strong guys. guys, do you feel like now that you don't back down to anybody?
Yeah, no, definitely been in the weight room with Coach Bruce countless minutes, countless hours in the weight room, just getting stronger, getting faster, just being ready all the time.
And you knew the stakes were high in this game when you take on a team from the Mountain West. Is that something you guys talked about, is how important this game was to the grand scheme of things in the year?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We definitely needed this win. I'm just glad we was able to pull it out.
There you go. I want him to be good so bad. It'd just be, yeah, we almost had it with Jason Nelson. We need a local star. I hope he's the guy. I hope he keeps working. I hope he gets those minutes. I hope he sticks around, because that would be good for everybody. That would be good for business. Good for everybody to have that, where Fats Billups can be a local star. Good to see him get the minutes against Colorado State, and good to see them show a little poise down the stretch. That was the word of the day yesterday. A poised veteran team taking care of business in a way they didn't in Charleston, right? And this was the Charleston mulligan. They showed they learned something there. And that's what got me the most excited about this year's team, was those were some brutal losses in Charleston. And they haven't aged super well either. And had they gone to the winner's bracket, life would be a lot easier for them in terms of the net. Enough beating up on them. They learned from it. They won on Saturday because they kept their composure, kept their poise, hit some tough shots down the stretch. We'll see if they can duplicate that tomorrow night. All right, one more piece of trivia here while we break down the New Orleans airport. There's a key piece of information we were missing here. The John Moisant, who the MSY airport is named for in New Orleans, first pilot to conduct passenger flights. All right, so that's cool. Then later founded a flying circus, was competing for the 1910 Michelin Cup for flying daredevilness when he crashed in New Orleans.
Good Googa Mooga!
There's a lot there. There's a lot to break down there, for sure. Also, self-funded his aviation adventures, all per Wikipedia here, because his family owned a sugarcane plantation in El Salvador. This is a fascinating man.
This is Elon Musk of the past.
1910 Elon Musk.
Yeah.
There, John Moisant. We got to make room for Mike Barber. He's down in Boca Raton with JMU football. They play tomorrow night in the bowl game. We'll bring him on after this. You're listening to 910.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fan, at 105.1 FM. Tuesday morning. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Let's go down to Florida. Check in with our guy, Mike Barber. He is with JMUSports.com this week, following the Dukes around. They will, I don't know if they're kicking off bowl season. I think there's a little bowl game action. They had the Celebration Bowl this weekend, but this is the front end of bowl season. We'll get kicked off in style. Mike, how's Boca?
What's your day, Mike? It's been good. It's been warm. It's been busy. And South Florida, of course, as you know, you've been here before. It's it rains for 5 minutes, then it stops, then it rains. So we've been trying to get our fun in between the showers.
it's suffering through it for all of us. The mandatory question we ask in this bowl season, as JMU gets ready for tomorrow night, who's playing?
It's actually been remarkably stable here for JMU. Not the case, I know, for a lot of programs, but you hear sort of the horror stories of guys going to bowls with not enough players, guys getting to bowls and huge numbers of guys leaving. I mean, you look what happened at Marshall and not being able to play a bowl game because of how many guys have left. JMU hasn't had to deal with that. They have a pretty good buy-in. They've got a lot of excitement around the program. Their players are here. There are going to be some names, I think, when they take the field set Wednesday night, that people say, where's this guy or where's that guy? But for the most part, they come here pretty intact. Obviously, the big personnel news was the injury to Alonzo Barnett, their quarterback, that happened in the regular season finale. But they're prepared, and they have a plan there.
Yeah, it's I think quarterback's probably the big one here where – as you mentioned, right, JMU's bringing a lot of this roster back, and I think there's a ton of excitement about what Coach Chesney's bringing to the table in year two and year three moving forward. Is developing the young quarterbacks part of this fun?
Yeah, I think the extra time helps, and then they do have some young guys. The guy they're going to start on Wednesday, Billy Atkins, is actually a junior. He's been around. He had one start against Marshall a couple years ago, and it was kind of disastrous, right? Just interceptions, and he just didn't look ready. And the backstory on that had been he didn't find out he was a starter till about an hour before the game. The expected starter was injured in their Thursday practice. They were still hoping there was a chance he could go. So I think this is going to be a more true reflection of what Billy Atkins can bring at the quarterback position. And then certainly the hope is that Alonzo Barnett, who's down here with the team, is going to be able to rehab from his injury and be back as the starter next season.
Just such a tough conference, obviously, the Sun Belt every year. But, the JMU making the bowl, I know they were in the bowl last year, but it feels maybe a little more legitimate this year that, there wasn't the controversy around getting the waiver and the coaches staying and all those things. Is there that kind of that level of excitement that maybe didn't exist in the past?
Yeah, Michael, and I think what it is, too, is the chance to win the first bowl game in program history. All the circumstances around last year certainly made that difficult. You look at this year, and it's a chance to not only be in a bowl game that you were fully eligible from, the beginning of the season, as soon as you got to your six wins, you knew you were there. But the fact that, this program wants its first bowl win. I talked to Coach Chesney 2 days ago. We sat. We had a poolside Q&A for about 25
there
minutes.
There you go.
It was one of the things I asked him. I said, look, you're going to win the first bowl game in JMU history, most likely. What would it mean to do it in your first year? And I think that's where the excitement is.
Yeah, it's the poolside chat was a nice little drop there. Good to know it's not all rain and clouds out there in Boca.
No, I'm at the pool right now, actually, which is why it took a little bit longer than usual on the sound check before they brought me on with you.
That's fantastic. Western Kentucky JMU tomorrow, 5:30 kickoff. Are we expecting Western Kentucky to field a complete team here? What do we know about the Hilltoppers?
So they're kind of fascinating. They have a ton of people in the transfer portal, including their starting quarterback, who was the conference player of the year, their starting place kicker, who was the conference special teams player of the year. But their coach, Tyson Helton, whose brother Clay Helton was at Georgia Southern, one of the teams that beat JMU this year, he's taken on a really interesting tactic. He basically tells the guys, I'm okay with you being in the transfer portal. I'm okay with wherever you're going next. I want you here for the bowl game. And their team is very complete. They expect all of those guys, most if not all of those guys, to suit up and play Wednesday night. And it is interesting, right? Because from a business standpoint, if you know you're moving on, I know the agents would push kids to say, hey, don't take the chance of getting injured or don't do it. But, you know, if you're the kids, I think you earned this bowl game. You want the chance to play. And I talked to a lot of players in a number of programs, not just down here, who told me, hey, you know, the bowl game is a chance, one more chance, to raise your stock. If somebody's offering you X amount of dollars in the NIL market and you have a huge bowl game, that number can go up. And so they see the offsetting of what the agents see maybe as risk.
Well, I want to dive into the portal in a second, but Kurt Dudley tweeted this out earlier today. 20 years ago today, JMU 31-21 over Montana, their first 1AA title. He still got the newspaper. He tweeted out a picture of the Daily News Record. And we've got the headline here, For the Dukes, Pure Magic, by Mike Barber, Harrisonburg Daily News Record.
Yeah, and if I remember correctly, I think I've got three bylines in that edition of the paper. We had to make sure that we got our money's worth after sending me on that entire playoff. That entire playoff run, Michael, was all road games. They went and beat Lehigh 14-13, then they went and beat Furman 14-13, then they went and played William & Mary, which had beaten them during the regular season, and beat them convincingly in Williamsburg. So that was a fun year for me. That was my second year down in Harrisonburg, and the first national championship I ever got to cover.
That's awesome. But I do want to ask you about the portal. UVA making moves yesterday, bringing a quarterback in. Obviously, Virginia Tech losing a couple guys. What's the feel for what this is going to mean for the local schools when the dust settles, if we even have an idea yet?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, it's sort of not exactly what you're asking, but I think the biggest news to me was Kyren Drones going back to Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
You know, the buzz and the smoke there had been everything we had heard, you know, portal. So many people were interested in him, and I think that speaks, you know, one to what Brent Pry has done there and one to what Kyren Drones believes is happening at Virginia Tech. But I think it also speaks to some NIL commitment because, and we don't know this, but it's very unlikely that he turned down money to stay in Blacksburg uncompensated, right? I think that, you know, this is a case where, look, we hear about it in the pro sports all the time, right? Hometown discount. If you love the coach you're with and you love the program you're with and you love the school you're at, maybe you take a little less. And, you know, that's the big problem right now in the portal is you've got all these agents and you have coaches who sit down and talk to a kid and they'll say, I love the school I'm at. I love playing for you, coach. I love my team. And then the agent gets in the ear and says, well, if they really loved you, they would do this. And they kind of convince kids they're not happy when they are. And the danger in that is, and you know this, it's true in jobs, it's true in anything, it's hard to find a place you're happy. And if you leave a place you're happy because some agent talked you into it, hey, it may be great, but you may run the risk of ending up somewhere where you legitimately aren't happy. And then from the agent's point of view, that's great because the next year you'll come around and negotiate a new deal. It's a very broken marketplace, right? In the NFL, there's a cap on what an agent can take from a kid's contract. In college sports, we don't have that. I mean, you hear stories about agents taking 20, 25% of these kids' NIL deals. They don't have that in the NFL for a reason, and you know the reason is collective bargaining, and that's a whole other issue. But there's a very kind of unfortunate development of an agent population right now that doesn't seem to have the best interests of their clients at heart.
It is the Wild West for sure. Mike Barber out there in Boca with JMU. I do want to give a shout out though. We occasionally mention on this show that the Richmonder at Richmonder.org is the number one place to get local Richmond news. And you had an article in the Richmonder yesterday about Alex Peavy, which was excellent. You kind of want to share about that briefly?
Yeah, I would love to because it was a great opportunity to tell a really powerful story. You know, Alex Peavy is a guy who coached at collegiate high school sports, kind of icon. Everybody knows him around Richmond. He's been a mindfulness coach at BCU with their basketball team. And for 7 years, Alex has been dealing with terminal cancer. And he got a diagnosis that basically said, your days are probably numbered in days or weeks. And 7 years later, he's still here. And Jeff Spate, who went to collegiate, who played at Michigan, has produced a documentary about Alex's battle with cancer. answer about his mindfulness and the impact that that has had on his ability to stay present and to be in his life for his family. That documentary is debuting soon, and it's just a really, really powerful story about what mental health and mindfulness can do when you're facing such incredible odds. And Alex is a really inspiring guy, so I encourage everybody to check out his story.
Richmonder.org. If you haven't signed up already, get the job done. Make me happy on this Tuesday. Mike, enjoy Boca. Great to catch up with you, and we'll see if the Dukes can pull it out tomorrow, 5:30 against Western Kentucky.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me. I'll grab you a coconut.
All right, now we're talking. Make sure you have a fruity drink by the pool today. It's the off day today. That's the key. You got to maximize the off days before the game days. All right, Mike Barber, we're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan. Now be on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. I was intrigued by something Mike Barber said when we chatted with him, college football guru slash writer. He was talking about the NIL and the portal world and how the agents are major players here. And anytime there's a power vacuum, somebody is going to come running into that, especially in a space that has a lot of money. And that person may not have the purest of intentions. And that sure seems to be the case here. And he referenced that in the NFL, you sign an agent, the agent negotiates your contract, and it's a set fee. It's like buying a house or whatever, like, you know, 3%, whatever it is. That's what the agent gets of the contract. You pay the agent. They handle, you know, your appearances, your contract negotiations, all that. They don't have any rules in college football because there are no rules in college football right now, which is concerning in and of itself. But he said he's hearing a guy's agents taking 20-25% cuts for kids in the portal. And the reason is there are no rules. This whole thing is chaos. We somehow started a system here where kids are transferring right now while meaningful football games are being played. And I don't know if you saw the Penn State story this week, but it's nuts. Penn State's backup quarterback, Bo Pribula, is entering the portal. Penn State is playing in the playoffs this weekend, Saturday. And obviously, They may not need a backup quarterback, but they might need a backup quarterback, and they don't have one because he wrote this letter. He says, "I've been faced with an impossible decision. Penn State's starter has said he's coming back next year, so there's no payday for Bo at Penn State, which everybody gets. He's got to go cash in. He's got 4 years to do this, 4 years to get his bag, and he's got to go make his money. But the system says right now is when the bags are getting handed out. UVA spent big earlier this week. You've got schools lining up their quarterbacks for next year, and you can't get caught before the, you know, it's musical chairs. You got to go find your chair because it's a $2 million chair if you play your cards right. And everybody understands conceptually you're probably not going to make the NFL and you're probably not going to make a lot of money in the NFL. That makes this window of time even more important. And he's now making the decision to not be with Penn State during the playoff games, is what they've worked for all season, because he needs to go secure his financial success, which we all would make the same decision. If you're listening to the radio right now thinking, not me, I'd be loyal to my team. No, you wouldn't be. You would go get the $2 million. The point of the segment is the system is broken, impossibly broken. James Franklin is the coach of Penn State. We don't agree on a lot of things, but we agree on this. Somebody needs to be in charge around here.
Bo Pribula did not want to leave our program, and he did not want to leave our program until the end of the season. But the way the portal is, and the timing of it, and the way our team is playing, and when you play the position of quarterback and there's only one spot and those spots are filling up, he felt like he was put in a no-win situation, and I agree with him.
Yeah, as a coach, you have to. If you want to do any recruiting in the future, you've got to show that you're going to look out for your guys and their opportunities that are coming. And that's the right call by James Franklin. It's the right call by Bo. It's the wrong call for college football. You think about the NFL. You know, for so long, college football, we're not the NFL. We're not going to become the NFL. In their zeal to not become the NFL, they've ignored all the things the NFL does that makes the system roll. Teams don't just switch guys before the Super Bowl. You can't hire a coach before the Super Bowl if they're still playing. Yeah, obviously, there's under-the-table deals, but they can't start working. Jonathan Gannon got in trouble for that in Arizona a couple of years ago. You remember that. Free agency happens in March after everybody's got a chance to catch their breath. The portal can open then, too, but this whole thing is tied to the academic calendar and the importance of going to school because they are student athletes that we can't have a sensible transfer portal window that opens in the spring and we can have player movement at the proper time. We can't have collective bargaining. We can't have a set fee for agents because anytime you do something like this, somebody's going to sue and get it overturned because there's no rules anymore. And if you're still telling yourself that college football isn't like the NFL, it's not, but it's for very different reasons. There's just as much money in there. I think when they tally up the amount of NIL money that gets paid out this year, it will be more than the NFL is paying on players, its players in the coming year. I think you're going to start to have this tipping point where there is more money each year in college football than the NFL. And there's, oh, well, the House settlement will fix that. The House settlement will the Congress ain't fixing anything. If you're relying on Congress to fix your problem's not going to get fixed. And you're going to continue to have situations like this. Bo knows what he has to do. He's got to go get his money. And now is the time to do that. It's disappointing that he has to bounce at this time, though. Before we wind down this segment, Hazel called my attention to something this morning that I think this is very important news. Bend, Oregon. Somebody is defacing the public artwork in Bend, Oregon.
We have a vandal.
We have a vandal on the loose in Bend, Oregon. Somebody is putting googly eyes on the public statues and artwork all over Bend, Oregon.
Huge googly eyes.
The county administrator here says in the story, this is not a laughing matter, to which I say this is absolutely a laughing matter.
This is hilarious.
This is hilarious.
The pictures are fantastic.
Just all these statues and sculptures around town with googly eyes attached.
Yeah.
This is a well-coordinated criminal campaign, too. Because I would imagine once people notice, now everybody's on alert.
Yeah, somebody's got an eye out.
But they had to have knocked all these out in like one night, right?
Bend is the big roundabout city, too. So you just got to hit every roundabout with the art, because the art is in the center of the roundabouts.
It's a roundabout city?
Yeah.
They don't have stoplights in Bend?
They have a lot of stoplights, but they have way more roundabouts than I've ever seen anywhere else in America.
It's a roundabout city. Good for Bend.
And they got art with googly eyes in the middle.
I am aggressively pro roundabout.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. It's good enough for Europe. It's good enough for us. It keeps everybody moving. After you learn what to do in a roundabout, it's very intuitive. It's not difficult. And it keeps things moving. It's a great traffic structure. That's MP's hot takes.
No, the Mythbusters agree with you.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the smoothest way to keep traffic moving. We'll save the zipper merge debate for another time because we can't have a civil discussion about the zipper merge.
No.
MP on the mic, hour number two on tap. Thanks for listening. In here, out there on the Odyssey app worldwide, you might also be listening to us on the radio. If you are, it's the 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today. In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.